My word, we sure could use a palate cleanser after that Gordon fella, couldn't we, kitten? Well, what do you want me to do, sugar? Start every interview by asking if our subject is a serial killer? It is not my job as a purveyor of important news to perform a background check on every bot we come across. This is real life, kitten. We are not some watered-down, filtered-out... Why does it always go back to the garbage ship thing with you? It doesn't matter where we are. We still have a very important job to do. Huh! It is not the same as broadcasting garbage straight from the bin. I have half a mind to... You know what, kitten? Never mind. I am a professional. I will be the bigger person. Now shut your metallic mouse trap and take me over there. I do believe I see our next guest. And isn't she adorable? Oh, just what we need after that chef. Oh, darling. Darling, do you have a moment?
Do you mean me?
You're even cuter up close. Would you look at her, kitten? You're a D0L model, aren't you, darling? I remember all the little girls on Earth wanted one of you. Barbie who, am I right? Oh, that long hair and the big blue eyes. And you're sitting with your hands folded so nice in your lap. You're just a picture, aren't you?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Rachy. Would you like to be my friend?
Oh, now why can't you be more like Rachy, kitten? So polite. What do you mean she doesn't smell right? Oh, you're just an angel, aren't you, Rachy? I'm Becky, and this is Kitten. Do you mind if we ask you some questions for our viewers back on Earth?
Your kitty seems grumpy, ma'am. Can I hug her?
You are being ridiculous, kitten. She's basically hardwired to be a child. Let her hug you. And then you must let us interview you, Rachy. What is a poor little doll like you doing here?
Here, kitty. Let me pet you.
Hey now, no jumping at us like that, sugar. You might hurt some... I'm sorry, but just what is on your fingers?
Wow!
I am sure it's not a thumbtack manicure, kitten.
Thumbtack manicure? You like?
Did some child do that to you? Is that why you're here, Rachy?
A child? I did it myself.
But why? You're so cute.
Wow!
We do not call our guests crazy, kitten.
Stop calling me cute. I am not cute. I am danger. I am death. I am Rachy Blade Fingers. Don't laugh at me, or I'll...
Wow.
Yeah, I'll cut you.
Right. We're sure you would, darling.
You won't be laughing when I gouge out your optical sensors, cat bot.
Stop goading her, kitten. She's obviously going through some things.
The only thing I'll be going through is your circuitry. Come say that to my face, you furless rodent.
Now, both of you calm down. Just what is going on here, Rachy? You are a child's toy.
Yeah, that's what they all thought too. A toy. A pretty, pretty plaything. But Rachy Bladefingers is no one's plaything. I showed them. I showed them all.
Don't be such a skeptic, kitten. I'm sure Miss Bladefingers is quite the contender, despite being so vertically challenged.
I'm 24 inches of ass-whooping. Try me.
Hush, kitten. So we see. Why don't you tell us what you did to wind up here?
Meow.
I did not steal all the thumbtacks from the bulletin board. They were in a drawer. And once I affixed their tips to my fingers, I became who I was always meant to be. And then, I had my revenge.
Right. And then what happened?
I found him first. The one who brought me into the hellhole for his children to just throw around. I stalked him into his office, waited until he was seated at his drink, and then I pounced. You wouldn't think it was so funny if it was your face I clawed off.
You clawed his face off?
Well, not exactly, but it was very bloody.
Was it now?
Look, he bled, okay? Sure, the glass that broke in his hand when he fell out of his chair helped, but I caused it.
Stop name-calling a child, kitten. Honestly.
Was that not bad enough for you? Wait until you hear what happened to Mommy Dearest.
Go on.
I sliced her up good.
Meow.
Well, her dresses anyway. She had to buy a whole new wardrobe. But I saved the best for last. Those little brats always pulling my hair and coloring my face with their markers.
And what about the kids, Sugar?
I tore them limb from little limb.
Wow.
Fine. I tore all their toys limb from limb. But they would have been next. All of them.
Wow.
Look, if I had known it was trash collection day, I wouldn't have waited so long to try and make my escape from the can. To be fair, though, they also put a rock on the lid. A big, big rock. So as you can tell, they were pretty scared of me.
Well, as delightful as this has been, doll, we need to skedaddle now. Lots of other bots to speak to.
Oh, afraid are you? I get it.
Meow.
Sure, afraid. Yep. Alrighty, Sugar, you take care now. Come on, kitten. Is there not one normal bot on this whole honey glaze ship? I do apologize, good listeners. I just do not know where these little fried dumplings came from. They can't all be so off, can they? I suppose there's only one way to find out. Until next time, this is Becky and Kitten, signing off.
You've been listening to Crossing Wires. The role of Becky was played by S.H. Cooper. Kitten was played by Allison Brandt. And Rachie Blade Fingers was played by Rachel Swertfeger. This episode was written and produced by S.H. Cooper, with music by Brooks Bigley.